Pincher Creek has had a pharmacy on its main street almost as long as it's had a street. In 1886, Arthur W. Blaisdell opened a pharmacy, was here very, very briefly, but then was replaced by Edward J. Mitchell, who operated up until his death in 1911. Upton and Hinton ran the pharmacy under the A.J. Mitchell name until 1915, when Adam Cornyn came to town. Three generations of the Cornyn family would operate the pharmacy right up until 2008, one of the longest continuous drugstores in Alberta history. Competing with Cornyn's across the street was the similarly named Coltman's drugstore. Now don't get confused, Cornyn, Coltman. It's easy to mistake. The Coltman store, which this building represents, was actually started by D.L. McCrae in 1906. He attended pharmacy studies at the Winnipeg Medical College, and the McCrae store was purchased in turn by Charles Coltman. Coltman's drugstore would be a feature along the north side of Main Street from 1927 to 1965. Charles Campbell Coltman, 1900 to 1989, owned and operated the store in the old Pincher Creek General Motors garage building at the corner of Main Street and Bridge Avenue. Flanked by the highway as it snaked through town, this was a busy street which generated lots of traffic. As a 1927 Bachelor of Sciences graduate in pharmacy from the University of Alberta, the English-born Coltman earned the trust of his rural customers through an informal logo of his initials, CCC, which he skillfully marketed as careful, competent, and courteous. This customer service was essential in a rural settlement, particularly during the tough economic times of the 1930s. One of Coltman's very loyal and adept employees was Agnes Gillespie Kettles, who assisted in the drugstore operations for 7 years during the 1950s and 60s. Through more than a third of a century, Coltman's business venture was supplemented by diversification. Most memorable was the popular soda counter, where customers could purchase at reasonable prices milkshakes and soft ice cream advertised as Super Fresh Creamery. Two of the soda counter employees were Lloyd Perkis and Joyce Bauer. A third employee of the 1950s was Donna Barkley Elliott, who, according to Pincher Creek Motors owner Jack Morgan, made the best milkshakes, sundaes, and banana splits. A small cabinet door accessed both the drugstore and garage from where the garage crew could order their daily treats. Richard Morgan ordered a sundae every day at 5 p.m. The soda counter was well patronized by customers and high school students, eager for their favorite after-school treats. Patrons fondly remember the chrome counters and the accompanying stools. Coltman's adept business sense was furthered through his sale of radios, china, veterinary supplies, cosmetics, and stationery. A small lending library was well patronized by adults and students. The business's phone number was 59, long before you needed an area code.